Welcome back here to another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yep, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN.
Well, first, take a look back at last week. Road to victory to start district play against Kemper Catholic. A pretty good all-around game for your squad, and had to make some big plays at the end of the game, and guys got it done.
Definitely. All three facets, offense, defense, special teams, contributed in big ways at certain parts of the game. That's what we need to move forward, and that's what we've been preaching all year. So it's good to kind of see that everybody's starting to produce here, and now we just need a little bit more.
Yeah, I know that was one of the things you mentioned to me after the game, that you told the guys all week that you need to get some points out of special teams one way or another. And Tyler Moen goes out there and knocks through a couple of field goals that end up being very important to the result of the game.
Well, it's huge, and it's just not one thing either. It wasn't just special teams, but that was a huge factor. They had to produce for us to be successful, and he got the job done both offensively and then kicking those field goals through. It's not easy to run the ball, 30 times and then turn around and kick a couple field goals. So that's a credit to him.
Well, and offensively, you were able to get some more things going. I thought a really good game for Garrett McLaren. He threw some nice balls and guys went up and made plays. And just kind of one of those things where everything meshed together. You were able to do a number of different things, and that made you successful.
Definitely. Young quarterback, we've talked about him a lot this year, trying to bring him along. And we don't ask him to do anything fancy. He's just got to manage the game, deliver the ball in certain instances, and really just get us in the right sets and hand the ball off. So that was a big deal for him. It was a big game for him, and I thought he executed the game plan very well.
Well, and we talked before too, it was a unique situation trying to deal with a player that gets a lot of attention in Blaze Gunnarsson, and you guys did some different things, shifting around the line prior to snaps and other things to kind of keep him off balance, and for the most part, I thought you guys did a really good job.
Yeah, we've got to, when you play a high-caliber athlete like him, you've got to keep him off balance, like you said. Sometimes you run at him, sometimes away from him, sometimes you use misdirection. You just got to keep at it, and when we did have a chance to run right at him, I thought Garrett Reynolds, Sage Archibald, Cale Roller, handled him pretty well and at times dominated him.
Well, and then, of course, the defense had to make a couple of huge plays. Got some important stops on extra tries throughout the game, a couple of two-point conversion stops, and, of course, one at the end of the game that had to help seal it. Guys did a good job on that outside edge of stepping up and filling those gaps and making sure that they stood somebody up.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that last week. Our defense has been proven each and every week. You don't see it on the scoreboard, but when you watch the film and break the film down, we're getting better. We just got to get better quicker. And this was a big game for them, a huge game. And at the end of the game, they really put the team on their shoulders and, had that stop for the game winner.
Well, and hopefully, obviously, I'm sure you want this to be a springboard into bigger and better things here throughout the season, and you get another big test here this week. One of the better teams probably regarded in the district in OABCIG. It's obviously a long road trip, one that's different as well since the change in class and redistricting. This will be a kind of a new experience a little bit for the guys. Have you prepared here this week and feel like the guys are getting ready for this one?
Well, considering the soggy conditions, practices been really well this week. Our guys had some excitement, and you're going to have that coming off a big win. But that's what we're going to need to have a chance. It's kind of the same song and dance as last week, is we've got to create our own excitement up there on the road. We'll have plenty of fans there, but it's a long trip for a lot of people. So we've got to be our own cheerleaders, so to speak, and just continue to execute game plans.
Well, when you look at the Falcons, what have you seen from them? I guess we'll start off on their offensive side of the ball. They've got another good quarterback that you're going to face off against here this week in Cooper DeJean. What do they like to do there?
Well, they're the number 8 team in the state right now in 2A, and that's led by him, Cooper DeJean, their quarterback. He can run it and he can throw it. I think they're in the top 5 in the state, all classes in total offense. And really, of those top 5, I think 3 of them are 8-man teams, so you could probably put them in the top 3 of 11-man teams offensively. And other things there, too, is he's just so good with his feet. So he will move, the pocket with him. They'll throw the ball down the field, and then he'll really break you down when he decides to take off and run.
when it looks like so far, too, very efficient. They haven't had the propensity much themselves to turn the ball over. They've done a good job of taking care of it and making smart decisions.
Yeah, definitely. And the other thing, you know, you look at, too, is they've taken the ball away from their opponents a ton. I think they had maybe three or four defensive touchdowns just last week, or special team scores as well. So it's not just their offense. They can do things defensively and special teams-wise as well.
Well, when you look at that defense, what kind of fronts are they showing you there? What looks are they going to give you?
Well, they're going to stack the box. It looks like they're going to put, you know, five down linemen and three linebackers. So for us, the trick's going to be, hey, you know, can we get to the edge? Then can we hit it inside? Really, it's kind of the same game plan. And then we've got to get the run game going and play action pass. And there'll be openings there, but it's going to be whether we can run the football or not.
Well, and obviously every week's different, but last week you were able to have some success, especially with some of those quick handoffs inside, kind of got the defense a little bit off guard perhaps a few times, getting those quick handoffs and hitting the hole fast and getting north and south.
Yeah, you know, a little bit different this week in a sense of playing on natural grass, and who knows if it's going to be soggy up there or not. You know, you don't have to worry about those types of things when you play on turf, but that probably, you know, on paper probably benefits us a little bit because we like to run the football where they're more of a passing team. So it's going to be critical that we do the same thing, you know, stretch it on the edges and then hit some quick hitters up the middle. And we're confident that we can maybe get the job done there.
Well, and obviously a guy like Tyler Mowens continued to have just a terrific season. You know, last week, kind of wondering whether or not he was going to be fully ready to go, and he goes out there and just has another monster game. He's a guy that just continues to be a great leader out there.
Yeah, you know, him and you know, our nine seniors, I think they have really decided that this is something that they want to try to leave a legacy, and they talked about it at the beginning of the year, and now, you know, they're trying to work through this district competition, but this is a huge game for us. I told the guys, you know, our name's kind of being whispered now as maybe a playoff contender, but that's just it right now. It's just a whisper. We have to win another football game, and then people will legitimately talk about us, and we'll be, the, you know, kind of the real deal Holyfield, as our guys say. So that's what we're trying to get to, and it starts tonight.
Yeah, you never want to place you know, more emphasis, I guess, on one game than another. You always are looking forward to the next one. But, you know, as it looks, this is obviously one of the teams that is highly regarded in the district, between them and Greene County right now as far as their record is concerned, and where they have folks have them ranked in the state. Those are teams that you want to go out there and put your best foot forward and yeah, get a chance to go prove that you're a team that deserves to be in that conversation.
Yep, and that's all we want. We just want to have a chance to you know, contend for a district title. We're in, you know, somewhat of the driver's seat. There's about three or four of us still in that driver's seat, but for us to continue to be there and not be on the outside looking in, this is a huge game for us tonight.
Well, when you play a good team like this, obviously you need to play smart football, and I think you've really been trending that direction as well. Last week, a lot less of those mental errors, the penalties that can be avoided up front. You guys did a pretty good job of that, and I'm sure you're hoping that carries over.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be critical that, you know, we keep our second and third downs to second and third and shorts. By doing that, you know, not having those penalties up front. And the other thing is just going to be critical is turnovers. You know, can we hang on to the football? We didn't have one last week. And can we get some turnovers from our defense and special teams?
Well, you continue to see some other guys, I think, step up and play some big roles on the defensive side of the ball as well. I think that's a part of the team where you've continued to see that little bit of progress each week and trying to clamp down on maybe things that you saw the game before that weren't going so well, and you've gotten better at it. You know, the number of names that kind of stood out to me last week calling the game, stepping up and making big tackles, was a lot of different guys. There's a lot of guys that are building some confidence.
Definitely. And, you know, each of them in certain situations has a chance to shine based off of what we're doing defensively. So they've kind of taken that to heart, and they're starting to rally behind that, hey, I might not be the guy that makes the play, but I'm the guy that lets my buddy make the play. So we need guys that eat up blocks, and then we need guys to come in and finish guys off. And that's kind of what happened on the last play of the game last week. We had a couple guys take on blocks. Everybody else pursued the ball. And boom, you know, good things happen. And that's what we're looking for here, too.
Yeah, one of those conversion tries, Colin Mullinex sticks his nose right in there and stops Blaze Gunnarsson, kind of stands him up. And then, of course, the end of the game, Tyler Mullins right there in the bottom of the pile making the stop on Berg, the back there, to help seal the victory as well. How valuable is it to have your guys go through a game like that, an experience like that, to know that the next time they're in that moment against another good team that they can get it done?
Well, real critical. I mean, it's just going to be a huge thing for us moving forward to experience something like that. Now there is confidence behind them. I think that confidence was always there. They were just kind of waiting for that moment. We've been building all year, for this game, and this is the one that's the most important right now. So we're going to utilize what we've used. Even the games we've lost, we've still built on those things. And when you get a big win like this, it just exaggerates everything, and everything becomes even a little bit bigger.
Well, another thing I noticed after the game too was just how excited and happy the guys were. They were having a lot of fun out there last Friday night, and I'm sure that's something that also helps build that going forward.
Yeah, there's been a lot of excitement, and even in last week in practice, when you're coming in at a 1-3 team, you just don't know how guys will react, and I attribute that to our seniors. They've done a great job this week as well, keeping that excitement and keeping things rolling. So, I think we just have to play well, and we'll have a chance.
Well, Coach, we look forward to a good hard-hitting football game again here this week, and we thank you for your time talking about your squad.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thanks, KJN.
All right, it's in the week of Trojan preview here on KJN.